This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Dominoki.
Familiar with that expression, ladies?
Okie dokie dominoki.
No, it doesn't sound like they are.
No.
Not there. No, Jennifer. No. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all on board and ready to launch into another hour of conversation. Monday, the 10th of June, is upon us. Let's see what there is that involves Senor Trump. Well, let's see. He and Ms. Pelosi are trading barbs over immigration. Nothing new there. The United States has struck a deal with Mexico, averting a tariff deadline. Nothing really new there. You knew they were going to have to cave, because if they don't cave, it's curtains for their economy. They are very dependent, as are the Chinese. See, I predict the Chinese are going to cave at any time, because without us, they have nothing. Don't ask me why I think that. I just have in my gut that they will not be pushing the envelope too. They'll push it as far as they can, because that's what they do. They are bullies. They push and push and push and want and want and want and think and think and think. But at the end of the day, at the moment anyway, even though they keep telling everybody that by 2050 they'll be the world's dominant economy, it could be that Senor Trump puts the kibosh to that. Whether it stays that way, whether he is president or not, certainly even if he has another 4 years, he isn't going to be around forever. And with the track record, unless there's somebody tough that comes along after him, I guess you can define tough any way you want to, but unless you're tough in this way, there isn't going to be, it won't be long lasting. Let's hope that it is, and things get put into place, because there are lots of people who are beginning to feel the economic twinge. And so the speculation by a lot of talk folks, I was on a panel on Friday at the Talkers Convention that was basically focused on a couple of different things. One of them was overcoming listeners' distrust of the news media. That was a it was a short conversation. So then we went on into other things. I talked a lot, Victoria, about this thing that we talked about on Friday, not Friday, but on Thursday, the Pfizer thing, and that really got a lot of people's attention because nobody else knew much about it. And that's what I use that as a sort of a shoehorn into discussing how you can do the stuff that we do on this program and not necessarily have to be dependent on everything that Donald Trump does, which was a mainstay of a lot of the conversation by many of the people. Folks, Jennifer, you'll be impressed to know that I had a conversation with your buddy Gorka, who was came over, and I said, "Oh, Jennifer Horn." I said, "Oh, I love Jennifer Horn." It's like the Jennifer Horn fan club. And then there were the usual conversations with and about Hannity. And, yeah, the crowd that was there, Sean's very comfortable in what's going on with the Trump, and he wouldn't, when asked specifically about does he talk to the president every night, he was very coy, and he said, "I'm not going to talk to you about that." And I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway, the whole thing, I'd give you a rundown at some point in time during maybe the hour as to what else we talked about. But yeah, there was a lot of focus, as you can imagine, on Trump. And then, as I said, we got off onto a discussion of the tariffs as an issue. I use my terminology the talk tree, because when you do talk, for example, the deal with Mexico, they agreed because they need to agree. We put them in a position to be where they are. It's very interesting, Victoria. Have I even gone through the roster? Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. The discussion about the trade situation people on both sides agreed that Trump should be doing what he's doing, and that the prior administration, in fact, many prior administrations, hadn't done pretty much exactly what you've said, Victoria, along the way. Not that Jennifer hasn't, but I think more recently we talked about it and how it is the best thing to do. Matter of fact,
I haven't said that.
I think you said that. Well, maybe no. Somebody, there was somebody, another party.
Maybe another Victoria.
Another Victoria.
Maybe the other
actually,
one. There is another one.
The other Victoria. Yeah, there is. Yeah. I don't know. There were so many different directions the conversation went. It was like we were doing a talk program. Actually, some of it resembled a lot of talk programs at the Talkers Convention. But the business about us agreeing, the whole business about the migrant protection stuff, and I wonder whether there's anything else here. Jennifer, where were you going to go as we get started here?
I was going to go to David Ortiz.
Go ahead.
A crazy one. Big Poppy is what we're talking about. David Ortiz is the former star of the Boston Red Sox. He's still involved with the organization and has been on this program several times, actually. I think just about a year ago was the last time he was here. And over the weekend, Sunday evening, he was shot in the back by a motorcyclist in the Dominican Republic. He was there on Sunday. He was shot in the back. Some guy on a motorcycle approached David Ortiz outside of the Dial Discotheque in Santo Domingo, and the bullet went through his stomach. He's in stable condition. He is out of danger, according to his father and spokespeople at that hospital after undergoing surgery. Leo Ortiz, who is Big Poppy's daddy, spoke to reporters outside the hospital after surgery and said that his son was safe. He's resting now and he is stable. That's what he said in Spanish. A second person who was with Ortiz was also shot. This is a television host there, according to his wife. They were both on their backs. It was very fast. He doesn't remember much because he was also in shock from the bullet wound. Apparently this was targeted. Multiple people have been detained in connection with the shooting, and it's unclear whether those detained include the motorcyclist who, according to reports at least on the scene, people that were in the crowd there actually captured this guy and beat the heck out of him until police came. One of the suspects is being treated at the local hospital. So, again, they're trying to sort out this morning how many people were connected to this. If this was, because this happened at a nightclub, there could be a lot of people who got caught up. But the good news is he is out of surgery and hopefully will be on the road to recovery. Kind of a strange story that first it was being reported as a burglary, but now they're saying this guy just drove up on his motorcycle and started shooting.
Does he live there part of the time?
His family's there, so I think he visits a lot, but I think he lives here. I think this is where his permanent residence is.
Well, he had a home in Framingham. I don't know. He sold it to a big house here, restaurant here, for a long time. The restaurant didn't do too well, but he's exceedingly popular. Was when he was a player, and as you said, he's been here a couple of times. I think it was more recently even than a year or so ago. He was just really a very positive influence. Spent a lot of time with kids, very positive with the team. The guys on the team loved him. The management.
And so fun, so fun to watch. He was I don't want to memorialize him, but he is such a fun player to watch.
Yeah. So being shot in the back, though,
it went out through his stomach.
Yeah, but
he's
no
so lucky. Oh.
What was the, if I missed what you said, the essence of why this person went after him.
We don't know. They ambushed him. They don't know. At first, before I went to sleep last night, this had just started to break, and people were saying it was a burglary at a nightclub. But now, this morning, they're saying that he specifically was ambushed about 8:50. A gunman approached him from behind and shot him at close range. And then, according to some reports, that gunman, and the police have not confirmed this, was captured and beaten by the crowd. But they arrested a bunch of people as part of this. So it'll be interesting to see what the motivation was, if he was really trying to take his money. I don't know. According to his father, he was very lucky because he didn't have any damage to his major organs. But what the heck? The Dominican Republic
part of
has
like
been
a larger. There you go.
And there is no good PR going on for the Dominican Republic right now.
Well,
this is where tourists are being shot and beaten and all sorts of things. Killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it
poisoned.
Isn't deserved. Yeah.
Oh. And I think there's also the rumor that it was this part of a larger shakedown of Big Poppy. Was this, you know, there, and hopefully, maybe he, when he starts speaking again with family and police, maybe he even has some insight that we don't know yet, but he is, like Jen said, he's so lucky that the bullet went kind of clean through him, because that could have been...
The organs in there. Yeah. Would you consider him to be a legend? Does the word apply to him?
Yeah.
Who else? What other sports figures around now who were
A-Rod.
Recently... A-Rod is a legend, okay.
Yeah, I'd say Derek Jeter, probably also a legendary player. I would say for the Dodgers, he's still playing, but Clayton Kershaw will be a legend. People always pay attention to his pitching. But at modern day, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. There were some death threats. Normally I save this for a sports conversation in the next half hour, but I was looking at a story about this fellow, Matt Lipka. Do you know him? Anybody know anything about
that? Sounds familiar.
No. Yeah. He was prospect for the Yankees and their minor league team. He because of a bunt, got death threats online. He wasn't playing. He did something that a lot of people didn't think he should do. I mean, the kind of things that
happened.
Well,
apparently it broke up a no-hitter game. And
yeah, but you're going to threaten somebody's life because they broke up a no-hitter game?
It's insane to me. Kind of in the same sports world, there was at one of the NBA Finals game over the weekend. There was a picture of Beyonce and Jay-Z, and one of the wife of one of the main stakeholders was sitting next to them, and she leaned over Beyonce and asked if they wanted a drink, and you can see Jay-Z responding with what he wants, but Beyonce makes this kind of weird face. You know, sometimes when people take pictures, you just get caught making a weird face. People sent this woman death threats because they thought, you know, she was interrupting Beyonce, or that, you know, people are such big fans that they send death threats. And it's insane. They make up their own story about what's happening and then decide that the only way to go about solving it is to send death threats to people. It's kind of crazy, the world that we're living in.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's ever happened that would make me send a death threat to someone.
Because you're a sane person.
Yeah.
But apparently a ton of people in the world are not sane.
Yeah,
that was one of the, it's scary.
You think about the people who get very involved in talk radio conversations. That was one of the things we talked about at the Talks Convention in New York on Friday, how it is that you gauge people and their engagement with you, and whether, you know, local hosts are, one fellow was talking, the fellow from Baltimore who's a legend there, got sick, and he was in the hospital, and a lot of the people listening to him on the radio went to the hospital to see how he was, that sort of thing, I guess is okay. But when it gets carried away, you get carried away with it. It just is not healthy, no matter what your field. Hello, it's baseball's only a game. Esports is only a game. This is radio. Is just it's what
only
it is.
Only a game.
It's only a game. Right, exactly. And now let's pay for the game. If you are not enjoying how you feel, maybe you did a lot of swimming, you played golf over the weekend, you did a lot of activity. I did lots on the farm, and I'm in need of some joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. If you are feeling achy this Monday morning because you had a great weekend, did a lot of working around, or you did a lot of playing around, maybe you've got a little arthritis here and a little arthritis there, here's some, there's some, get rid of the pain. By going to the website achefree.live. I think that's what gets everybody's attention. If you have pain, go to achefree.live. Who doesn't have pain? Get the details of how Joint Formula 14 works, achefree.live, and get a special deal. You have, using my choice, Joint Formula 14, you have, because you're listening to this program, the ability to get these capsules, a month's supply for $27.99. Normally they're $39, but the deal is you use the DJV code at achefree.live and you get Sierracil for you and for your pet. Make sure you get rid of the problem. Deal with it. Go to achefree.live now. Use the special DJV code and get a tremendous deal on this fabulous way for you to take care of your aches and pains. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
We
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Familiar to most of the audience in our music segment this hour, celebration of the life of Mac Rubinac, better known as Dr. John, who has passed away at the age of 77. One of the great songs like Right Place, Wrong Time. This is, I think, my favorite of his. He's a very interesting character. He blended black and white musical styles with sort of a voodoo stage persona and that bayou drawl of his. Family said he died toward the break of day of a heart attack late last week. They didn't say where he died. There really aren't any other details of his passing. He hadn't been seen in public for a couple of years, canceled gigs, and that was the end of him back in 2017. The city of New Orleans rallied to send him off in a style, sort of an enormous second-line parade. Second line was announced on social media by a local musician named Kermit Ruffins, kicked off in front of Kermit's mother-in-law's lounge. Trumpeter James Andrews started off the procession with a solo version of Dr. John's Such a Night, which you're listening to now. I'll just crack this for a sec, yeah.
Your eyes caught mine.
His style,
out of land.
A little like Van Morrison. I'm not sure who. Van and he are both the same age, so who influenced the other? A lot of the same kind of stuff. Van's been more successful, or let's say longer lasting. Dr. John, you know, was big in the late 60s and 70s, and then he lived on performing things like Right Place, Wrong Time, this song as well. He had 8 albums on the Billboard charts during his lifetime, including a pair of top 40 charting sets in The Right Place. That was number 24 back in 1973, and Lockdown, big from 2012. This is Lockdown.
No, this is Iko Iko. Lockdown was his new album that actually he did really well with that. So he had definitely a resurgence. Dan
Coming
Auerbach
back.
Produced that for him. He's from I'm blanking now on the band that he's from. But anyway, he's produced a ton of stuff, and so they worked together on that album. It was really, really good.
He did work together with Van Morrison and others like the Grateful Dead, Rolling Stones, Earl King, James Booker, even appeared with the band in Martin Scorsese's The Last Waltz documentary. So, Dr. John, he was a character. I remember interviewing him once. It was just a
Mondo I saw Pizarro. Him perform once, and he was just amazing. He was so unique.
Yeah, very much so. Yep, Dr. John passing away at the age of 77. Not good news for Beach Boys fans either here. Sorry about that. Brian Wilson postponing his tour for the entire month. I actually was thinking going to see him. He's in the Boston area later on. But he's got some mental health concerns, which is not new or unique to him. He said in a statement that he postponed the Pet Sounds and Greatest Hits live tour after surgery caused him to feel mentally insecure. He's 76. Says he's dealt with mental illness for decades and has become unbearable at times. Yeah, he's on a lot of drugs. He can't walk. He gets helped around when he's moved out on stage. But he goes into a different place when he's at the piano and singing these songs. Where you can almost see it. I've seen him a couple of times. I just enjoy this music, this sound, frankly. He had three successful surgeries on his back in the past year, but the last one made him feel strange, and that's part of the reason that he has to be moved everywhere. He says he was recording and rehearsing with the intention of touring, but his mental health issues have returned. He says he struggled with, quote, the stuff in my head, saying things I don't mean and I don't know why. He plans to work with his doctors to rest and recover and then go back on the road. Let's hope have a good thought for him. It would be nice if they'd all get back together again, too. Frankly, I'm just kind of sad that they turned out the way they did. Food for thought, music for enjoying. At 28 after the hour on today's DJV show.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California on the way to becoming the first state to open up full health benefits for thousands of illegal immigrants. It's part of a new budget deal released late yesterday. Low-income illegal immigrant adults between 19 and 25 would have access to Medi-Cal, the state's Medicaid program. It would allow 90,000 illegal immigrants to get benefits at a cost of about $100 million a year. It's to take effect in 2020. GOP Congressman Devin Nunes says he's relieved that an immigration deal's been reached with Mexico without the need for tariffs, but he says improving the laws here in the United States will also help stem the immigration crisis.
Congress has to write the laws. We can enforce the border by ourselves. We can put together a work permit program. We can take care of the kids that were brought here illegally.
Nunes speaking there to Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The hour on the Monday DJV program with the D, that's me, Duggar. Jennifer is J, and Victoria is V. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, who had a wedding to go to this weekend. It was all gussied up.
She looked beautiful.
Fine day. Yes, she does. I think she always, well, never, but all of, what, twice I've
you
seen
you. You don't have
you
to be a topper.
What, beat you? Is that what you're going to say?
Huh? No. It's just you're saying, she always looks beautiful, like making me look like dirt. Like right. I just said, she looked pretty this weekend. Please.
No.
To be fair,
I
looked much prettier this weekend than I do right now. So you're not wrong.
Okay. Well, you don't have to look well because we're doing radio. Although, to go back to the Talkers Convention, the fellow that does all the radio filming for all of the radio people wants to come here to do a video on me doing the program. And I was trying to think of how, you know, he's got all the stuff he could hear you, but I wanted to get you in on the video. That's what's so difficult about this program, not to focus
I'll
on
be
it.
Out that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Just make sure you fill me in. Yeah.
Because you can't, we're all in different places. Jennifer's in Los Angeles.
And in
Victoria's
our pajamas.
In New Jersey. And,
right.
Yeah, well, I said to him, I want to do one segment of his filming in my bathrobe, because that's how I do the program.
Not a good look. Gotta put the clothes on.
Well, I put on, I'll get a new bathrobe, and I'll wear it for 1 second, and then I get dressed. So that, could try that a little bit. Can you imagine, think about this for a minute, some of the biggest figures in public life. For example, can you imagine Trump wearing a bathrobe and going down to the Oval Office? I bet
yes,
he does that.
Yes, actually.
Well, I bet he does that.
I can't imagine that, actually.
Yeah. Or Arnold Schwarzenegger out in the back porch smoking a cigar in his underwear or something like that. Just come up with any name. People that you know. There's a big deal about Gwyneth Paltrow and some bikini that she's been wearing. What the heck is that
she
all
looks
about?
Fantastic. That's what the
she's
story
skinny
is.
Skinny is she looks skinny. She's way too skinny. I thought she needed.
Well, she's always been thin, but she's in sick shape. She's been like Tracy Anderson is the workout guru that she's been partnered with for a while, and she looks amazing. Yeah, she looks. Well,
is there
incredible.
Any muscle to her? Or is it just
solid muscle? She's solid muscle. Yeah.
Huh. No, I didn't see that.
Not all thin women are like need to eat a hamburger. there are plenty of thin women who are fit.
There's a difference between being
really
thin
health.
And being skinny.
She's that's not skinny. I think she's always been thin. That's just how she's built. But now she's actually she used to be skinny fat, and now she actually is all muscle.
Okay, so tell me, skinny fat means you don't have any muscles.
Yeah, it means you're thin, but you have no muscle tone. You're just kind of like a little thin
you're
blob.
A noodle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, I got the picture. Thank you very much. Victoria, what are you leading with in this half hour?
The Tony Awards were last night, and it was the 73rd annual Tony Awards, and there were a few highlights. Most of the awards went to the musical Hadestown, which actually won Best Musical, and that had 14 nominations. It scored 8 wins, and so Tony's history was also made last night by Ali Stroker, who was the first actor in a wheelchair to ever win a Tony Award. She took home the award for Featured Actress in a Musical for her role in Oklahoma. That also won Best Revival of a Musical, and there were a lot of within the community of Broadway there were a lot of first timers, including Stephanie Block, who won her first Tony for being one of the three Chers in the Cher musical. That was a big win since the musical is called The Cher Show, that actually just opened recently, and so she won her first Tony. Santino Fontana was awarded Best Performance by an actor in a leading role in the musical for Tootsie. He stars in Tootsie, and he has this crazy range that he has been developing for that role specifically, and so he did a performance too, which was really great. A lot of people love that. Bryan Cranston took home his second Tony win. He is starring currently in Network, and he beat out Jeff Daniels, who stars as Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird. So that was kind of like, that was
those
in the best
both
play
be
category.
Worth seeing. Those, in my opinion, those would both be worth seeing. Both
I haven't
those guys
seen
are
Network.
Great.
Yeah, I haven't seen Network yet, but we recently saw To Kill a Mockingbird, and we were really rooting for Jeff Daniels because he just puts in such an amazing performance. And so it was fun, and James Corden, of course, was back as the host. He always has a great time, and lots of musical performances, and just kind of a fun night all around. So it was. I'm sure when the ratings come out, the last time James Corden hosted, the ratings hit an all-time high, and so I don't know if it would be the same as last night, because there was a lot of sort of oxygen stolen from the room by the season 2 premiere of Big Little Lies on HBO, and everyone, we watched that too and flipped back and forth, but that was eagerly anticipated because Meryl Streep joined the cast of Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, and Shailene Woodley for season 2 of that story. So
you all like that show, don't you?
It's great. I just got Lewis into it, and so we watched it last night for the premiere. It's so good.
Yeah, I think the premiere of that City on a Hill on Showtime is supposed to be. I went to bed. I didn't get back. I'm talking about Daisy May and me, out to the western part of the state delivering a tractor, and we came back late last night. It was about 10 o'clock, so I got into bed. And this weekend, when I start really engaging on the farm, I get, by 9 o'clock, man, I'm ready for the schnocker. And
like light.
So, so anyway, I went to bed and I turned on Showtime just for a minute to see if City on the Hill had started yet, and the Billions was on. I want to tell you something. That show has all of the makings, the intrigue, the characters. It's just a very engaging show if you haven't seen it. It's been around, I think, 3 or 4 seasons. Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti and some other character actors that you'll recognize. But just the way that it's presented is very intriguing, frankly. Well done. Today, let's celebrate National Iced Tea Day. You ready? The refreshing summer-friendly drink. 85% of tea consumed in the United States is consumed during the summertime. I have my Life Change tea here that I'm drinking, still do. People first started drinking iced tea in the U.S. around the 1860s, right after the Civil War. The first recipes for it were printed in cookbooks in the 1870s. The growth of iced tea partly attributed to the availability of ice, which began about that time. The northern states in that era and the southern states a little after that. Actually, Caribbean, also you go to the Caribbean at that time and you'd find ice for the first time. Imagine that. Think about how there was no way of keeping food cold. It was no cool. You know, it really is amazing when you think about how much we'd advanced just in the last 150, 170 years or so. The simplest thing, like ice, wasn't really around. Anyway, the primary impetus for the expanded popularity of tea credited to Richard Bleckenden. That's how you pronounce his name. Man, spell this B-L-E-C-H-Y-D-E-N. Served this drink at the World's Fair in 1904, which led to a lot of people bringing it to all parts of the country. And then during Prohibition in the 20s, it helped. That helped keep iced tea popular. There's nothing else for people to drink. Is there any kind of tea, because there are different sorts of teas, like different coffees and that sort of thing, that grown that has a kick to it? Is there any tea that has lots of caffeine or anything in it? Because I wonder.
Black
I don't,
tea does, yeah.
The black
all the,
tea has
all the,
a lot, does it?
Black tea, white tea. There are some Asian teas that are very strong too that have a lot of caffeine.
None of them outdo coffee though, do they?
Right. No, I don't think so.
No. I mean, as far as caffeine, Jennifer.
Yeah.
But caffeine. Yeah. Right. They have. Well, it's the argument back and forth about whether tea is good for you, coffee is good for you, has been going on for decades. A lot of health benefits. So some say the people who are selling them, when I talk about it, are you know, when you get to the bottom line about various brands, getthetea.com is a place to look at what we drink here, but there are, because there are a lot of benefits, antioxidant benefits, flavonoids, that sort of thing. So there are, yeah, there's goodness in tea for sure. I want to spend just a minute before we get to the television report going back to David Ortiz. A lot of athletes, I'm just looking around at this. I saw something last night about it, but I didn't really research it until we started talking about it in the last half hour. What former teammates are saying, what big leaguers are saying, stars from other sports are saying, people from the entertainment world in general, thoughts and prayers to David Ortiz after being shot. If you didn't hear it, he was wounded, shot in the back at an event in the Dominican Republic over the weekend, but he is he's on the mend. Still people trying to figure out what the heck went on. This is not a great, not that the Dominican Republic needed any more bad publicity, but who's going to go to the Dominican Republic now on vacation?
There's another, over the weekend, it was another, I saw a story about another couple who survived, but they were also, it had some sort of mysterious illness in the Dominican Republic from that same resort. So yeah. Something's going on. I think it's probably going to be bootleg alcohol. It's just like the, a couple years ago, that the same thing happened in, near Cancun, where a bunch of, resorts, people died. They had all kinds of organ failure, and they were some of the women were robbed, and it was just a horrible thing. But it turned out it was all bootleg alcohol that the resort was serving.
Yeah.
And so I have a weird feeling it's going to be something similar to that.
The other weird thing that couple mentioned, because they said they were sick for a couple days, and then they came home and they were sick for weeks after. They had horrible stomach cramps. They had like extra saliva. They had all these weird symptoms. And apparently they said while they were staying in one of the rooms, they were spraying these like pesticides outside on the bushes, and when they looked in some of the ingredients in that pesticide, it's illegal in the U.S., but I guess they use it there. And so some of the ingredients in that they thought could cause the illness that they have. So whether that is what killed the other couple, I don't know.
Yeah.
But something super sketchy is going on down there.
Yeah.
That many people don't get sick and die at the same resort at the same time.
Right.
Without
it's like having Legionnaires' disease from that ship, the hotel in Philadelphia. And then there was another outbreak of Legionnaires' disease on a ship about, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, it seems. But the original Legionnaires' disease was 30, 40 years ago. And these things happen because these places, like a hospital. Hospital is the least sterile place you could imagine. I mean, a lot of people come in now that it's so easy to travel from all over the world. Who knows what they're bringing with them? That was the thing when Ebola started. Everybody's worried about that. Remember how it was thought that people were
It was a state of emergency.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Traumatic. Very traumatic. Well, Jennifer, it's time for us to pay attention to what's on television tonight. So would you do the honors, please?
Which is also traumatic this time of year because, there's not a lot. So this is what we're going to tell you. There is some fun stuff if you dig. And one of those fun things, at least for the ladies and I probably, Doug, is Kate Plus Date. And that is a series premiere on TLC.
Isn't that the woman who used to be on Kate Plus the Kids?
Plus
that
Eight.
She had all the puppy babies.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she had sextuplets and twins. And Kate Gosselin now is going to test the waters of romance. She's going to date 10 men while she takes advice from relationship pros. And here we go, her two eldest kids. So that's up. Kate Plus Date is TLC's series premiere tonight at 10. Also in the Hollywood Hair Hall of Fame on Turner Classic Movies tonight, you will see featured, Bo Derek is going to be featured. They're looking at the best hair of all time on Turner Classic Movies at 8 o'clock. Still a Mystery is new tonight. I'd actually watch this one. This is on Investigation Discovery. It's at 11 o'clock. Tonight's true crimes with unanswered questions include a vacationing woman who disappeared in Costa Rica and a college student who died due to hypothermia or foul play. That's on Investigation Discovery at 11. On the networks tonight, you've got a new episode of The Code on CBS. The NBA Finals will be the big story. Game 5 is tonight on ABC. And on Fox, you've got new episodes of Beat Shazam and So You Think You Can Dance. And on NBC, a brand new Dateline NBC. That's at 10 o'clock.
I was just looking up the story of City on a Hill. The series premiere that I was talking about is next Sunday, the 16th, at 9 o'clock. Looks like there's 3 or 4 actors in there. I just happen to know the one, Jonathan Tucker, but another cop show. It's time for us to get your teeth whitened up. Everybody ready? Would you like to smile for us, Jennifer? Let me see how white your teeth are. They're usually, each time I see it. Kara's got beautiful white teeth. Victoria has nice white teeth, although I'm trying to remember the last time I saw you, you have a big smile. That's what I like. I think that your teeth are white, too, but I don't. Isn't it interesting what you remember about
it
people?
Comes
I remember
down to this. Let me give a description. He's like, Jen has beautiful, Kara has
no,
beautiful.
I'm just
Victoria
thinking about
has, I can't
Victoria's
remember.
Eyes. Her eyes are what you see first when you see Victoria, I think. Anyway, let's get you to work on your teeth. Smiling, good for job, good for romance, good for your self-image. Stains that you get from smoking or drinking wine or the tea we were talking about or coffee, they will go away if you use this consistently. 2 shades every time you use it. 5 minutes is all it takes, and it's an all-natural way of doing this. You don't have any things, any chemicals in your mouth that'll really mess up your gums, mess up your teeth. Power swabs done from the privacy of your own home, and you get a 50% off the retail deal when you call 800-208-1797, thanks to the fact you're listening to this program. Get whiter teeth, power swabs, 800-208-1797, if you please, 10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour, Tech Talk time here on the DJV program with the Dougster introducing basically, and then I get out of the way. Victoria Keelan has the Tech Talkable discussions, starting with the FCC cracking down on robocalls. There are, I like the reference to, excuse me, illegal robocalls, Victoria. Like, there are legal robocalls?
There are, yeah.
Are there?
If you've ever contributed to any type of political campaign, those are legal calls. If they call you to donate more or to a different candidate, that is legal. If you have ever donated to a charity, they are also allowed to legally call you. And even though it is a robocall, there are legal ones. But what we're talking about here, the illegal robocalls, this is where your number has been fished from any number of sources. And then and most of the time, it comes up looking like it has maybe 6 of the 9 numbers of your actual cell phone number. And so those are the ones that when you look down, it looks almost immediately, you're like, oh, wait, that's my number. And then it usually has 1 or 2 digits that are different at the end. Those are the illegal ones that we're talking about here. So the FCC has, as we've been saying, the FCC has been talking about cracking down. Now they voted to allow cell phone carriers to automatically block illegal robocalls for their customers. 26.3 billion robocalls were placed to U.S. phone numbers last year. That is a lot of robocalls. And so effective immediately, cellular companies will be permitted and encouraged to automatically block those calls. Now, under the new rule, phone companies can block unwanted calls automatically as long as they allow their as long as the customers know that this is what they're going to be doing. And so the companies can also offer services that block calls from any number that doesn't appear on the subscriber's contact list. And so you can have different settings with this. Now, the FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, he's been talking about this a lot, mostly, I think, because he gets a lot of robocalls. And so since it bothers him, he has been pushing for this legislation to go through. So, I mean, everyone benefits. He said almost every American with a phone, even if you are in the FCC, you are getting these illegal robocalls. So he said that phone companies are expected to introduce improved caller ID technology later this year, which would also make it easier for you to figure out if it's spam or if it's a call you might actually want to pick up. One aspect of the ruling that's unclear is if this will cost customers to have this robocall blocking automatically enabled. So there are all four of the major carriers currently offer a paid version of call blocking. So now that the FCC has weighed in on this and has said we're now working with the cellular companies to make sure that they can crack down on this, we're still unclear if the cell phone companies are going to pass that cost on to the customers. It may end up showing up on your next monthly bill. So I would just say to everyone, you know, when you get your, if you get an email, I'm paperless, but if you get an email with your wireless statement, I would definitely take a look through there and see if it's gone up by a few dollars, because there is a very real possibility that the cell companies are just going to pass that on to the customer. But the other thing is, obviously, if you want to cut down on robocalls, there are a few things you can do. Number one is the Do Not Call register. That's the national list. Make sure all of your numbers are on that list. And then stop entering contests and sweepstakes, things like that, because those, whenever you enter a contest like that, travel contest, whatever it may be, they tend to sell your data pretty quickly. And then also beware of charities selling donor data, which that's another thing. If you donate online to a charity, make sure you read the fine print, because a lot of them also sell your data to third parties, and that's how your phone number gets exposed.
Aha! All right, that's good to know. Look at your bill. I think that's a very reasonable way for you to...
Most people don't.
So much time.
They just automatically pay it every month. Ridiculous. Yeah, they don't take a look at it.
Google has new alerts available for disasters, natural disasters. How's that going to work?
Yeah, Google updated its SOS alerts, and so now there's more real-time information in areas that are affected by natural disasters. There's new navigation warnings in Google Maps that help you navigate around the danger, which is also great. The changes will show that you have a more detailed visual information about earthquakes, hurricanes, and floods. Currently, as we know, in many parts of the country, there are really, really horrific flooding is happening right now, and so if these Google alerts had already rolled out, there may have been some people who got out, you know, ahead of the storm. But for hurricanes, Google will attempt to forecast the route of the hurricane. It will display a crisis notification, Google Maps, if you're near an affected area. Flood forecasts will show an overlay on a map of affected areas, along with information about the severity of the flooding in certain areas. And then for earthquakes, the new Google SOS alerts will also show you the epicenter, the magnitude, and the areas affected by the earthquake. And then Google Maps navigation warnings and earthquake indicators will be available globally.
All right. Good news. Good report. Thank you. Victoria Keelan here. Doug Steffen on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.